This weekend looks absolutely spectacular as the weather pattern unfolds across a large part of the Hoosier State. Behind the front that moves through on a Friday, we'll end up with low humidity and good sunshine and pleasant temperatures. This will be a recipe for good drying, and we put it together for 2 days back to back. The question will be, is it enough? I think a lot of that depends on what you saw with the pop-up action earlier this past week and where you were in the rain range with the front that passed on Friday. But there can be maybe some potential field work in the northern half of the state as we move through Sunday afternoon. However, there's not a super big window here. We've got a powerful storm complex coming together back in the central and southern plains over this weekend, and that's going to shoot off to the northeast as we hit early next week. Big, strong low pressure coming out of Kansas, Nebraska, moving across the upper Midwest. A strong front comes out of that and sweeps through the Hoosier State Monday afternoon, Monday night, and into early Tuesday. I do feel that there will be heavy rain with this and some strong to severe weather potential. So right now, half the 2-inch rainfall totals is what I'm calling on for the entire state. This will effectively knock us back a few days. Big rains coming, 100% coverage. Everybody's going to get this. Behind the powerful system, it does look like the northern half of the state tries to dry down for the rest of next week. I'm seeing no precipitation threats from I-70 northward for Tuesday afternoon through Wednesday, Thursday. I'm going to throw Friday in there as well, although I will say on Friday, we can see some clouds in northern Indiana. But then I think Saturday the 2nd, Sunday the 3rd are dry as well. So that means we're going to put together about 6 days of dryness from I-70 north, the way the pattern looks right now. The problem that I have here is part of that dry stretch is going to be with cooler temperatures, significantly cooler temperatures, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week. Then we moderate temperatures right back. So good evaporation, good drying there. You say, Ryan, what about southern Indiana? Does seem like we have a little bit of fringe activity that wants to pop up on a couple of days in there. So I'm looking at Tuesday night, and then probably Wednesday night, Thursday. So it's not going to be as dry in southern Indiana, but only another half inch out of all of that combined for the rest of the week in southern Indiana. The week of the 4th starts off with a little bit of moisture, not a whole lot, but it has two more threats coming through during the week. The active precipitation pattern, though, is starting to set up a little bit farther north for that first full week of May, more likely affecting the upper Midwest and Michigan than right down in our neck of the woods.